Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great. As always, we have an exciting show to share with you. And we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that you do not need to come to see us either, besides an occasional tune-up once in a while if you have a lot of stress.
After a number of treatments.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's not just one treatment. And I think sometimes people, they expect a miracle after the first treatment. And sometimes it takes some time because it took a while to get you to that place. It takes a while to get you back to where you were before.
But 90 to 95%. Over 90% of our patients get better the first time. Some of them continue to improve. Some of them will get a little worse because they eat the wrong thing, they have stress and so forth. So if you have the problem for a long time and severe, you're going to have to struggle a little bit. You have to learn what to eat, the most important, to balance.
Yeah, and I like to tell a lot of people, the analogy I like to use is when you're cleaning out your pantry, if it's messy inside and you're cleaning it out, it's not going to look good in the process, but what you're trying to do is to get it organized and get everything in order again. So the end result is good, but getting there may not always be the smoothest road. So we like to just emphasize that because sometimes people expect miracles because they hear such great stories, which is true. Some people do actually get better miraculously.
These are the best cases,
right.
Okay? Even a better analogy is that I'm going through my tile. And when you get everything all out, it's not going to look good at all.
Right, exactly.
A lot of trash.
There's a lot of stuff that needs to come out.
But afterwards, it's going to look so good.
And that's what happens is when you get a treatment, a lot of toxins come out. So it's very important after you get the treatment to drink a lot of water, get a lot of rest. Don't overdo it. If you feel well, if you overdo it, it's kind of undo some of the work that we did. So very important to drink lots of water after the treatment because toxins do come out and you need to flush that out of your body.
Let me tell you a little more about those toxins. Those toxins are associated with your emotional trash. So physical toxins are associated with the emotional garbage you're holding in your body. So after you release that, you feel like yourself. You feel free. It's an incredible feeling.
Right. Last week we had with us on our show Linda, who lives in Canada with her husband Wilhelm, and we've been following her case since last December. Wilhelm was diagnosed with metastatic melanoma in August of 2012, and within 2 months, his tumors tripled in size in October 2012. They started experimental treatment in UCLA. of immunotherapy, and then shortly after that, they started with our treatment as well. From October to January of this year, 2013, a couple of the tumors did decrease in size slightly, but a couple of the other tumors increased. And at the same time, Wilhelm was very skeptical when he first came to see us. He didn't really think that it would be able to help him, but his luckily his wife encouraged him to continue treatment.
But, okay, you didn't mention after three or four treatment, all his skin lesions clear up.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that means that that's where the melanoma is a skin lesion,
right.
The most fatal form
right,
of cancer.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
right.
So his cancer was curing even though the aggressive one was slightly increased in size when we were able to just shrink it.
Right. So by April of this year, most of the larger tumors had shrunk by about 20%, mm-hmm. which is a huge improvement. I mean, if you look at the graph, it's quite a great improvement. And the difference is also he started taking the recommendations of supplements that we recommended for him to take. And that, I think, the positive outlook and continuing treatments with us have really shown a great improvement. So we're very, very excited about this case. His energy is better. He doesn't have pain. He has a little bit of wheezing, but after the treatment, it's completely gone. And we're very, very excited about the case. So.
Okay, let me make one point a little more clear. The conventional experimental treatment is not the one that's shrinking it. I'll tell you why, okay? We restore health by restoring circulation. And the cancer formed because the circulation was blocked. So without our treatment, the immunotherapy would not get to the cancer area. That's the whole point about antibiotics and pain medicine. You know, it's all circulation blockage. That's why you have symptoms in that local area. So you take medication, you take chemo, you take all the antibiotics. They don't get to the area you want. Okay.
Right.
With our treatment, we open the circulation, the oxygen gets there. The cancer cells become normal cells. They became cancer cells because there was not enough oxygen, so they start fermenting sugar. And the oncologist never tell him about cutting out sugar, cutting out all the things that cause mucus, like dairy products. Okay, so community doctors do not know what cause. They don't treat the cause of cancer. Mm-hmm. They attack the cancer. We don't attack the cancer. We balance. We improve the health.
Right, and once your immune system is strong, then things will return back
exactly,
to normal.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our first guest. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest today, Herman. Welcome, Herman.
Hi, Herman.
Hi, Dr. Tong. Hi, Dr. Elaine.
Hi. Yes. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today. I just want our listeners to know that last time Herman was on our show, it was in 2008, November 8th of 2008. So it's about been a little over 4 years, 4.5 years. And Herman just recently came back for a tune-up because we hadn't seen him in several years. So tell us what happened before you came to see us the first time those 4 years ago, and then what has happened since then, and then what has happened after your most recent treatment.
Well, in December of 2007, I had been involved in an accident. An industrial door fell on my and struck me in the head and did some injury to my neck and my spine. And
what?
I was in.
Can you tell us again what fell on your head?
An industrial door.
An industrial door. Right. Right. And fell on your head. Okay, so it fell on top of your head, right?
Wow.
It struck me in the head. It came off the track.
Okay. Okay.
Did you pass out or no?
I almost passed out.
Okay.
But I didn't get.
You got a hard head. Yeah.
So what happened after that?
Well, slowly but surely I just started becoming more and more disabled and unable to walk and just in excruciating pain all over my body.
Mhm.
And I happened to be listening to radio station 740, and I heard you, Dr. Tong, and Dr. Elaine, and I said, I got to go out there. And it was like, at that time, about 35 miles for me to drive out there. So I drove out there, and that's when I first met you. And I was so happy that I did meet you. I mean, because the pain level dropped probably from 100 down to about, 30%, and then... Just recently when I went back, I was feeling some more of that excruciating pain, and I knew I needed a tune-up. So I went back there, and just the other day, and it just really, really relieved the pain. I mean, I am so grateful that I listened to the radio station that day.
So you're worth the drive, right?
Yeah, I mean, because we moved. But give us, now, Herman, before you came to see us the first time, what did you try? What did the doctors do for you?
Yes.
Well, I tried, chiropractors, and I tried, gave me all kinds of neurological tests and pain, mostly pills, like Vicodin, big bottles of it. And I just couldn't take any painkillers because I wasn't functioning properly. I was having a problem functioning as it was, and then with those pills, it just wasn't doing it, and my pain wasn't going away, and I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at a time, I mean, I sleep maybe 1 or 2 hours a night, and I was really going downhill.
Yeah. The conventional treatment really do not treat the cause of the problem. The injury cut off the circulation, cause a circulation blockage. Your pain is not caused by lack of Vicodin. So giving you Vicodin is the wrong thing to do. Especially Vicodin and all the prescription drugs are chemicals. They are not good for your health. So what we do is that we restore the circulation that were blocked.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your pain goes away.
Right.
And we keep on doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So just for our listeners to know, so Herman, your accident was in December of 2007. So he didn't come see us until November of 2008. So almost a year later. So you were suffering for a whole year. And then you came to see us for a little less than a year as a Medicare patient. So really only getting about one treatment every month. And then
not one treatment every month. Three treatments every two months.
2 months, right, right.
So,
but
so not one treatment every month.
Well, he was coming about once a month, if that actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Medicare doesn't pay more than that. Three treatments every 2 months.
Five, six. He actually only got 8 treatments.
Okay, so 8 treatments.
So you got 8 treatments in that year. And then we hadn't seen you since November or October of 2009. So it's been 3 years since we've seen you. So what has happened between then? Have you been able to function? Were you in a lot of pain? Or?
Yeah. How did you do after
after those 8 treatments?
Well, I was doing pretty well because of other things that I did. After the treatments, I was able to go back and take some classes in Tai Chi and Qigong.
Ah.
So that really helped me. And I started doing exercises. I started walking, which I used to do before I got hurt.
Okay.
And I lost 55 pounds, which
was
really for me. So I still have to lose 20 pounds more. And that's what I took. Dr. Elaine, I said, you give me something for my thyroid, a shot or something.
Right. No, but you have lost quite a bit of weight. And then you also wrote a book, right? And in that, during this time that we haven't seen you.
Yes, I did. And, I wouldn't have been able to write that book if I had
all
that pain that I was experiencing.
Exactly, yeah.
There's no way you could have.
I couldn't function. I couldn't concentrate. And, the pain was just overwhelming.
Right.
I wrote Handbook for America, and then that's why, when I gave you that book, I dedicated it. I said, you guys are angels, on this earth, as far as I'm concerned. You are to me, and I'm sure you are to the rest of your clients or patients.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also, the reason why you lose weight is because we restore your health.
Right.
So we improve your metabolism.
Right.
We don't treat to try to make you lose weight. We just try to restore your balance and get back your health.
Right.
We do that to every single person. Yes.
And then you don't crave the sweets anymore. You don't crave the foods that you're not supposed to eat, and the weight just naturally really comes off. And then besides the fact that you're much more active because you're not in pain anymore. I mean, the pain is really instrumental in preventing you from being active.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Right, and I didn't realize that you only had 8 treatments in that year.
Yes.
So it's really phenomenal how much you've improved. I mean, you look like a different person. Next time you should come to see Dr. Tong to have him give you a tune-up.
You need the torture. The more torture, the healthier you are.
So tell us
this month. I'll be back there sometime this month.
Great.
Good.
So tell us now, you just came a couple days ago. What were you feeling? Was it as bad as after the accident or just slowly coming back?
No, it was slowly coming back, and I knew that I needed to go back and get a tune-up, and I sure did. I just felt the relief right away.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Herman, thank you so much for joining us today. You're such a pleasure to speak with, and we're so happy that you're doing so well. Congratulations on your book, and we hope to see you soon.
Okay, Dr. Tong.
Okay.
Dr. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Ethel. Welcome, Ethel.
Hi, Ethel.
Well, thank you, guys. I am so excited for being on your program.
We're excited to have you, too. Actually,
yes.
For our listeners, Ethel was on our show in 2009, June of 2009, so almost 4 years ago. So give us a little background, Ethel. What happened to you before you came to see us the first time, and what were you suffering from?
I was suffering from very bad depression.
Mm-hmm.
I was crying.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was so down and made the miserable. My family miserable. I was miserable.
How long?
How long did you have that for?
Oh gosh, I've had that for years. I had been in the hospital for depression and on medication and doctors, and it just gone on for years.
And did those medication do any good?
No, I just didn't let the principal.
Right.
That's my point. You know, it's
Ethel,
a waste of time.
If you don't mind, I think I recall you telling me something happened to you when you were 5 years old.
Yes. When I was 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
I lived with my grandmother and my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
and my grandfather sexually molested me.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, my aunt told me and my husband that she had walked in and seen him molesting me, and she turned around and walked out. And she said she told him afterwards, if you ever touch my kids, I will literally kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I know, he never did. But that was just the beginning.
Right.
And it just kept up and kept up.
Mm. Now, so were you admitted, you said you were in the hospital, was it the psychiatric ward that you were admitted in?
Yes, yes.
So then they forced you to take the medication, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was contemplating suicide,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that was not a good place to be.
Mm. How long were you there for?
I was there for about 5 months.
Mm.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, did that 5 months do anything to you, anything good to you? The 5 months of therapy from the psychiatrist and from the psychiatric hospital?
Did they talk to you, or did they just give you medication? What did they do?
They gave me medication. We went to group meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came out, you know, it just slowly came back on again.
So it did help you some?
It did help some.
Okay.
But then it just, you know, just went back. And, you know, I was in a mess when I came to your place.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Tell us, how did you hear about us?
On the radio.
Oh, okay.
On probably this good radio. This wonderful radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Now, okay, so you had depression, but you also had sciatic pain, right? Did you have some back pain, if I remember?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And when did that come about?
That came about just about in that time, too, as the depression started to go on and on.
Then your back started to hurt.
The back started to hurt and starting to having some physical problems.
Uh-huh. Okay. So tell us, do you remember what happened after the first few treatments?
The first few treatments were pretty tough. You know, because I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But you know, after the few treatments, and I kept coming back, and do you know that it has stayed with me? I have had no relapse.
Uh-huh.
I feel good. I'm energetic.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have people younger than I am, and where are you getting all this energy at?
Yeah.
And I says, well, praise God.
You know, I'm looking at your chart because, you know, I have to actually bring your chart because it's been so long since we've seen you. And
yes.
You actually had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You had 10 treatments total in the span of not even a year. Actually, from April of 2009 to December of 2009, you had 10 treatments.
December 2009.
Uh-huh. Right. So it's been actually over 3 years since we've seen you. And you have had no depression since then. Since you've seen us.
No.
How about sciatic pain? How about any pain?
What about the pain?
No.
Yes,
and are
yes.
you on any medication?
No, I'm not taking any antidepressants right now.
One more thing now, okay. Ethel. Tell us what happened last year in your personal life.
Well, last year, the 1st of May, my husband passed away. We'd been together almost 30 years.
So a year ago, yeah.
Yes. And then 3 months later, August the 26th, my brother-in-law passed away. And then January, my aunt on my mother's side passed away. And my daughter, March the 5th, passed away. And,
wow.
And then been gone a year, the 1st of May.
Oh, my God. And I didn't realize your daughter passed away, too.
Yes.
Oh, you need to come back for a tune-up.
But no, but listen to her. Yeah. She's doing amazing. That's the thing. So much
during that time. But you know, after that, then I thought, well, I need to talk to someone because you know, hospice was coming in, and I'd been up and I've talked to them like about 3 times, 4 times, and you see how I am now.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
The point is that. Yes, it would have helped for her to get a treatment, absolutely.
Yes.
But I think whatever we did that year,
yes.
you know, just being able to talk about it and release it did not drive you into that deep depression that you had so many years in your life.
We cure her.
Oh, no.
Not only we cure her, we strengthen your health.
So that when this happens,
all these traumatic events happen, you have enough healing power to clear all the emotional trauma.
Exactly.
To me, it's amazing, Dr. Tom.
It is.
You know,
because so many deaths.
That's like in less than a year.
Your daughter.
That's
wow.
traumatic because, you know, usually you think that, you know, your offspring would never go before you. I mean, that's that's what we're hoping for. But
I still think she need to come get a tune-up.
It would help you, she's kind of far. But when you ever come down to Southern California, you really should come for a tune-up.
I should try my long needle.
I will. I will come for a tune-up.
You want me to try my long?
I might have to tune you guys up.
Wow. It seems like that you don't need our treatment that much.
That's what I'm saying. If you listen to her, I mean, I've talked to Ethel. This is the third time I've talked to you this week. And every time I talk to her, you are just bubbling with enthusiasm and happiness.
I know, that's why
I told Ethel, I'm like, you have to be on our show to tell what's been going on.
Yes.
She's laughing. And right now, you're taking care of your sister-in-law too, right?
And I'm taking care of my sister-in-law. She's 91. My husband, he was considered a bed patient. They wanted to put him in nursing home. I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And then toward the end, the doctor said I would sign papers and for him to stay in the hospital until he passes. And I said no. But he had lung problems. Mm-hmm. He had the main heart valve closing up, artery on the...
So, I mean, this was something you expected that was going to come anyway, but just the fact that you got over it so quickly, you know, and was able to just talk through it and release it naturally.
We have another patient, the same way, Jeannie, the school teacher. Her father died, and she couldn't speak for years. When I first interviewed her, she was sobbing all the way through. And she was canceling a trip to see a close friend dying of cancer in Australia. But after the first treatment, before the end of the treatment, she started giggling. And then she went, the sadness disappeared. She went to Australia, came back feeling good, and her mom passed away. She was a spokeswoman at the funeral. So when you get the spirit and the mind, the real person back on the body, the body doesn't feel any emotional thing, can handle it.
And that's what I want to ask you too, Ethel, when your daughter passed away, I mean, how did you deal with that? Because that's something that's really more unexpected, right?
That is...
Well, you know, it's all been very traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, the biggest thing I've done is just really pray mm-hmm. and really seek God,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help me get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And God has.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I am so thankful, so thankful.
Good.
But, you know, I feel good. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm energetic.
Yeah.
And when you have this bubbling and you feel so good, it just splashes out on everybody.
That is mostly due to our treatment. Yeah, I got this.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I think it just has really stayed with you all these
exactly,
years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just your perception of how you deal with these, and I think that's how she's gotten through. I mean, I'm so amazed, Ethel, and I'm so happy that and so grateful that you're on this on the air to share this with our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's an amazing story, and we're so happy for
you.
Yeah,
you are able to do it because your spirit is connected to your
right.
body.
And
that's what we do all the time.
Right, and you can talk about these traumatic things, and it doesn't affect you because
exactly.
you know you are yourself, and you know you can let your perception of it changes.
Yeah.
You know to how to let go and how to really just, you know, be one with it.
Without you guys sharing this story, nobody would believe us when we describe things like that. You know, it's good for you to come and laugh and tell about their stories. Yeah.
Well, Ethel, thank you so much today to share your story, and we really want to see you soon. If you ever are in the area, you really should come for a tune-up.
I will. Okay. You guys moved, though, didn't you?
Yes, we did, to Irvine, but about the same where we were before, very close by. So
I'll use a longer needle.
A longer needle?
Yeah, all to your home.
I've lost some weight, so you don't have so much.
Wonderful.
I mean, from Irvine to your home.
Ethel, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you missed our show, please go on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. You will not want to miss it. We have two amazing cases of patients that have not been in for several years who are doing phenomenally well. So check it out on our website and have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.